So let's go through the championship lineage of James Harden. Okay, we're done. I'll do it. Played for one title in his career as the sixth man with Oklahoma City. Dip. With Durant and Westbrook. That's it. Now let's go to the nuts and bolts of the trade. Right. First of all, I give ESPN credit. They have had the ability to take moves like these, like any kind of NBA move, and make a gigantic deal out of it. Breaking news, like on, you're sitting like on, most of this stuff is like just interchangeable parts and means nothing to the race. This actually is a trade that does have significance, that like is a legitimate breaking news trade, because it is two teams that think they have a shot to win the East. The Nets, I mean, despite losing eight in a row, they're still in the five spot. So the Nets have been playing decently until this drought. The Sixers have Joel Embiid. They didn't have to give up Maxey. They haven't moved Harris, from what I know. And what did I tell you yesterday? Which player would be thrown into the seal on the Sixers side? Which player did I tell you yesterday on the show?
You said Drummond, I think, right?
No, I said Seth Curry.
Oh, yeah, and Seth Curry. Yeah, we all knew that.
No, Seth Curry's name was not being mentioned. It was Maxey's name that kept being mentioned. It was Tobias Harris. I said, I think they'll settle for Seth Curry. Like, just enough to do that. Well, that's what they did, because you just can't just give away, like, okay, here we go. It's like, no. So the Nets get a player that can't shoot, is an excellent passer, is an excellent defender, also hasn't played a second in 11 months or 10 months, right? That's what they get. Curry's going to be a nice compliment that's going to give them, like, you know, because Durant can't take every shot when he's back, and Kyrie Irving can't take every shot when he's allowed to play, okay? But Curry will be the kind of guy that, you know, the shots that they don't take, he'll take, and he'll make a pretty decent amount. The first-round picks are irrelevant. They're irrelevant. If you're really good, you're going to be picking back of the pack, and it's only the first eight picks that have any meaning in the NBA draft, usually, anyway. In general. So, I mean, look, I think it's a really good trade for the Sixers. I think it's an excellent trade for the Sixers. They're going to get a guy that's at least going to play for them. But, again, it's going to be how do they all play together, right? James Harden is not going to Philadelphia to be the star. He is going there to be 1B. Joel Embiid is the star. He is 1A. Harden's 1B. And he has to understand that. He's a very ball-centric guard. And you've got a center who's an MVP candidate that you've got to get the ball to. I know you always hate when I talk about in terms of strategy and like actual like court terms.
Well, I was getting into that, the X's and O's, before you jumped on. I do want, the only thing I guess from an X's and O's standpoint that maybe would slightly concern me, but I think ultimately it'll be okay.
He's too ball centric. He is an absolute ball centric player, and those are the exact words I used when Houston sent him to Brooklyn. I haven't changed my tune. When he went from Houston to Brooklyn, I said, this is interesting. He is such a ball-centric player. And you've got Durant and Kyrie Irving, and Irving's a ball-centric player. So nothing's changed in my assessment of James Harden. It's the exact same words I used when he went from Houston to Brooklyn.
I didn't get the move either at the time because I think you had too many real big names trying to play with one ball. But at least with the Sixers, it's him and Embiid running the show. I don't care what anybody says. And I think that's easier to transition into than what it was when he went into Brooklyn. Because in Brooklyn, that's Kevin Durant's team. That wasn't James Harden's team. It's not even Kyrie Irving's team. It's Kevin Durant's team. You're absolutely right. But when now he's in the Sixers, it's his, at least for the next two seasons, because he signed the extension, was part of the deal. It's him and Embiid's team.
It's Joel Embiid's team. He's 1B. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Embiid is an outstanding player. What he's going to have to do is he's going to have to go in and he's going to have to play nice. He just can't. I'm going to take over. I'm going to hold the ball. I'm going to take over. Hey, look, you see the guy down there? That's the best player on the floor. It's not you. You were the best player on the floor when you were in Houston. That was a few years ago. Okay, now you got to go and this is, to me, it's got to be about how badly does James Harden want to win a championship? It's all about how badly does he want to win a championship? Reason being, is he the kind of guy that will check the ego and check part of the game in at the door because you need that to win? Okay, remember, Oscar Robertson was absolutely the show with the Cincinnati Royals, but had nothing to show for it. Except, obviously fame and money, which is, what you live for. Fame and money. But he wanted a championship so badly, he went to the Milwaukee Bucks and he checked his game in at the door because they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And they got their championship. But Oscar Robertson checked in his game at the door. Now, this is different. The game's a different game now than it was in 1971. But Oscar Robertson was a ball-centric guard that changed his game because he felt he needed to do that to win a title. James Harden is going to have to do the same thing in Philadelphia. Because the first shot he misses, they'll boo him, and he'll regret he signed the two-year deal. He goes, these people are booing me. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Because he was booed in Houston anyway. That's why he left Houston to begin with.
Then he's going to leave Philadelphia in 2 weeks. Because remember, in Philadelphia, the fans there are real. You've told me that. We're real. Okay. How's it working for you? Working real well. Sign those free agents. I don't want to go there. All right.
They've got Harden for 2 years. Here's they got him for this season and next season.